Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, hello, and welcome to another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tine, your one-stop shop for motivation, encouragement, and a whole lot of unscripted but relevant truth. I'm your host, Tine, and today I am so excited. Why? Because in less than 24 hours, we will reach the exact halfway point of 2025. Halftime. Now, don't think I'm excited because all my plans and my hopes are on track. They are not. And if you think everything is going the way I want it to, let me tell you, it's not. At least not according to my plans. So why am I excited? Well, as I said, it's halftime. Meaning that regardless of how poor my performance was the first part of this year, I get the second half to make it right. I get time to make a comeback. Now, for those of you who played sports, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what happens at halftime. No, I'm not talking about the halftime show. And I'm not even talking about getting snacks or going to the bathroom. Those are important. But what I'm talking about is what happens in the locker room. What happens when the team comes together away from all the cheers and the jeers of the crowd, away from the lights, the active competition, and the active plays to a place where they can reset and focus. And that's exactly what the coach does. He takes or she takes an opportunity to reset the team's focus. See, what has happened before now, it's done. No matter how good or how bad the performance during the first half of the game, the coach takes this time to get the team fired up and ready for the second half of the game. Now, I don't want to pretend like I know what went on in a locker room. I was a bookworm, but I do love myself a good basketball, football, or soccer game. High school is my preference. And as a parent, I loved watching my teams at my children's school come out of the locker room, make an impossible comeback, and win the game. Especially when the scoreboard at halftime said, "Ain't no way." I remember talking to my son and asking him about what did the coach say during the halftime? And he would say things like, "Well, this time the coach did a lot of, you're doing good, you made the play, keep it up, blah, blah." But sometimes the coach would also give a soft threat, like, if you don't improve, if you don't do something better, then the next couple of days, there will be laps, there will be push-ups. Regardless of what coach said, the team took him serious, because the team that went into the locker room with their head hung low was not the team that came out. The team that came out, they came out with guns drawn and fire blazing. They came out on a mission to win. How does that relate to us? Well, let's take a moment, a quick second, and analyze where we are with our 2025 goals. Are you on track? Yes? Great. Keep pushing. No? Great. You can make a comeback. The brilliant thing is, all of the first half matters little because you have the rest of the year to win the game, to reset and move the needle in the direction of your success. So yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, no matter how things were or are right now, you and I have 82 days to make a 180 degree turnaround, but it's going to take work. So let's get to it. Today's three steep tips will point us in the right direction for making the play, regardless of the previous fumble. Here we go. Tip number one, review the tape. Yep. Just like in the locker room, review the tape or at least the plays from the halftime, from the first half. This provides evidence as to what was working and what was not. This is an opportunity to see where mistakes were made, where the ball was dropped, if you will. It's not a time for condemnation. It's about realization. And if we're not honest with ourselves about our performance during the first half, we could forget trying to push forward and make a comeback in the second half. We can keep lying to ourselves, or we can face the music and stand up and take accountability. My granny used to say, a lie doesn't care who tells it. And I want to add, a lie also doesn't care who is told to. So fess up. Either you did or you didn't. What does the tape reveal? Maybe you scrolled Facebook too much. Maybe you binge watch too many TV shows. Listen, I'm not against watching television. In fact, I can even admit that I got caught up with the IG reels. So I'm talking to myself as well. I know the struggle. Again, this is not condemnation. So take the data from the tape and own up to places where you could have done better. Tip number two, plan your strategy. I know you've heard the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Think about it. Do you think the coach goes into the locker room at the halftime point and points out the mistakes, says, oh, well, that's good information. It's good to know. I wasn't an athlete, but I know better than that. And I'm told by some very reliable sources, my children, coach had a lot more to say than just, well, good information. Even when the game was going in our favor, there were still small adjustments made. It was a way of making a good play better. So for everyone listening who might be thinking, I didn't binge watch anything. My game is tight, so she's not talking to me. Yes, I am. I can guarantee from a distance that if you take a moment and look at your best play, you will still find a way to improve. So what's your plan? How will you improve? What will you do differently from 12 noon, July 2nd to 11:59 p.m., December 31st? Write your vision, plan the strategy, make a plan, and make it plain. If you don't have a plan to combat the binge watching, mindless scrolling, or whatever it was that took your focus away from your goals, you'll end up the second half of the year the same place you were the first. Understood? So let's move on. You've reviewed the tapes. You realize where you need to improve and what you need to do better. You've set a plan in place, and whether that was SMART goals, smarter goals, or a plain old list on a sheet of paper, now what? Well, that's our next tip, and it's actually twofold. Tip number three, focus and execute. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Set your sights on the prize and go for it with all your might. I like to think of it this way. Forget that which is behind and press toward the prize. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many steps your plan has. It can be 12 steps. It can be 5 steps. It can be 2 steps. But if we don't take the steps and stay focused on the goal, we could very well end up in a worse place than where we started. Yikes! That would be tragic. Now, there's not too much more I'm going to say about this tip. It's kind of self-explanatory. There's not enough talking I can do that can make either of us get up, step up, or move forward. That's on you, coach, and it's on me. But my question is this, how bad do you want it? You have 182.5 days to prove yourself right or wrong. What will it be? As I bring this episode to a close, just know we have work to do. And we have 24 hours to review the tape, plan the strategy, and set our starting point, and get focused. So as I close today and spill the tea, I want to not give you an affirmation this time. I actually want to give you a quote to think on. You may have heard it before. There are many people who've said it. I'm going to attribute it to Patricia Fripp. And Patricia is a world-class speaking, public speaking coach. She says this, do what you have to do what you want to do. What is it that you want to do? And what is it that you have to do? Now go do it. If this episode has lit your fire or put some wind in your sail, share it with someone, someone you know who needs to get it in gear and make the most of the rest of 2025. And practice what you're sending to them. We can all improve. Then like, share, review, comment, all the things. And meet me right here next week for another Purpose Walk on Tuesday Tea with Tine. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the first half of 2025. And I'll see you next week in the second half. Let's get to it.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tine. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tine airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen, together. Tuesday Tea with Tine is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny, one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose.